keep in mind two or three things. One is, first of all, Chris has only raised a little bit over $1 million, as you inferred. Secondly, the PAC that was put together to support the governor's reelection, Governor Scott's reelection, has raised over $28 million already, and which is to be expected. When you're an incumbent governor, you're getting $250,000 checks from Florida Power and Light, from the Chamber of Commerce, from Florida Crystals, U.S. Sugar, and you're just counting that money in, and you have the ability to raise that kind of money, which means he's well on his way to spending $100 million if he wants to in this campaign, as he said he would do. The other thing that's kind of a parenthetic to this is Charlie Crist has a tremendous name recognition. Usually the first several $1 million you spend in five media markets in Florida is trying to get some name recognition. He has it, so he's, to that extent, ahead of the ballgame. He might have $1 million in the bank, but he might have $20 million worth of name recognition or more.
Sometimes that's not good, Dick.
It might not be good depending on your record. But if he doesn't raise another quick million, and I don't rule out, and I haven't ruled out ever, Nelson getting in his race.
Is this a good time for either of them to be raising money though over the Christmas New Year period?
No, not now's not a good time. Except you know, and you probably won't raise much money over the holiday season. But again, if you got $1 million versus $28 million, I'm pre-FCAP, but I figure out the incumbent governor's ahead.
What about the timing of Crist announcing, you know, waiting that long to announce that he was in the race because, you know, his name was on the cards for so long? Do you think he miscalculated there?
Not necessarily. The real key is going to be, can he raise another quick $1 million? Again, if you can't, if the governor's got $28 million and you've got $1 million, even though he has a lot of name recognition, Charlie Crist does, it is still going to be formidable either way. But it's still, as Lou and I say, it's too bad, but it is the mother's milk of politics, happens to be campaign contributions.
Yeah, and it does, and it follows a pattern. And the question always is, you know, are you going to run show me the money? Mm-hmm. And at this point, people are scurrying around. Nan Rich, right, who's a Democrat running for the—
Now, we haven't talked about her because she's only raised $250,000, and she's a wonderful lady and you got great record, in my opinion, but— When you've got five large media markets, it takes millions of dollars to get recognized.
Well, Dick Batchelor, do you think Charlie Crist has the support of Democrats and more importantly, the pocketbooks? And I mean, has he really turned off all his former Republican allies?
Well, first of all, getting money from traditional Republican fundraisers is going to be nearly impossible for him. He might peel off one or two, but the major fundraisers he will not peel off. So the Republican support is gone. So now he's got to come to the Democratic Party and try to cozy up to the major Democratic fundraisers. And I said months ago, if he doesn't get the likes of Jim Pugh and Richard Swan and Mitch Berger and people like that behind him soon raising money for him, substantial money, he's in trouble because he doesn't have any Republican fundraising opportunities. And he has Democrat, but he's got to convince himself. He's got to convince them of himself running.
Mm-hmm. And not running out when it gets tough. I mean, seeing these jumps over, you're a little nervous. Even if he says the right thing, you're saying, boy, hasn't happened in real life. Now, what am I going to do? Am I going to hang in there and hang, or just hopefully we get another candidate?
And every blip, another story came up just today, just another hint that you can't rule Nelson out. Mm-hmm. He hasn't ruled himself totally out. He sort of kind of has, but he hasn't. He's handled it well. But then you try to raise money from, let's say, one of the people I mentioned. They say, well, look, I'm a Bill Nelson supporter, and I'm not going to make a contribution until I know what Bill Nelson's doing.
Right.
So now it's hamstringing his ability to raise money because, one, he's new as a Democrat, and number two, Bill Nelson, if he's not out, absolutely out, not getting in, then people can still say, I'm not getting in until I find out Bill Nelson's in or out.